is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is at this hour being held without bail at the Utah County Jail. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson will likely face capital murder charges next week. Officials say Robinson had told his family he opposed Kirk's conservative viewpoints. CBS's Carter Evans reports from Utah on the suspect's rapid identification and arrest.
They got 11,000 tips, and they had an army of people here to follow up on them. Did one of those tips identify this individual? Were they closing in on him, or was it simply a matter of his father convincing him to turn himself in late last night? That's something we're going to get a better idea of over the weekend once they complete these charging documents.
CBS News has confirmed that Robinson's father recognized his son in the pictures of the suspect that had been circulating and urged his son to turn himself in, and that Tyler Robinson confessed to his father that he had shot Kirk. Utah Governor Spencer Cox is remembering what Kirk once told him about violence.
He said, "What we as a culture have to get back to is being able to have a reasonable agreement, being able to have reasonable agreement where violence is not an option."
CBS's Natalie Brand.
Governor going on to say that this is our moment. Do we escalate or find an off-ramp? And it comes as, you know, we've learned a number of elected officials and lawmakers who are going to have political rallies over the weekend are now choosing to postpone them, trying to come up with security plans in light of just the shock and grief that has really overtaken the nation.
After President Trump's announcement that he was sending National Guard troops to Memphis, some residents weighed in.
They're going to bring chaos because people feel like they're being targeted at that point.
The police ain't fixed the crime, and they paid to do it. What is the National Guard coming here going to do?
Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee says he'll be speaking with Trump this afternoon about the plan to send guardsmen to Memphis. The Democratic mayor of Shelby County, which includes Memphis, says he's not happy about the president's plan. The EV startup Rivian is recalling 24,000 vehicles because of a problem with the hands-free driving system. Details from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The software in some 2025 Rivian SUVs and pickups may not adequately identify other vehicles. That prompted one low-speed crash without an injury. Rivian has come up with a software fix, and it is already being distributed as an over-the-air update.
The Dow is down less than one-half of 1%. At this hour, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Federal disaster aid has been approved for parts of Wisconsin hit by historic flooding. The president signed off on a portion of Governor Tony Evers' request, allowing people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties to seek FEMA help that may cover housing, repairs, and property losses. Officials estimate more than 1,500 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Statewide damage estimates are at around $76 million. A proposal for our Racine County data center is under scrutiny. The proposed 244-acre data center called Project Nova is slated for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant in Caledonia. There was a village board meeting in the community this week, with neighbors worried about losing farmland and their community's rural feel. A petition against the project has gained hundreds of signatures. A cell phone helped rescuers find three people after a plane crash in Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. It's reported they texted for help and the Coast Guard pulled them from the water within an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. In August, Racine County saw home sales rise 6.5%, while Kenosha dropped nearly 2%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties faced shrinking listings, making competition tougher for buyers and pushing prices higher. And the Veterans Stand Down event is tomorrow at Festival Hall in Racine. More than 60 groups will be showing the services they offer to veterans, like in housing, employment, and health care. Organizers say it's a way to show support to veterans and to give them a thank you. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed, so like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late. Lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Local news and timeless hits there from the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Friday. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. I'll be joined by Dick Graceffa, by Diane Carlson, Georgia Hall, Brett Hoffman, and of course, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have a 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1971. It's all coming up this afternoon on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey! And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and we are inching closer to another Party on the Pavement. That's coming up in downtown Racine on Saturday, September 20th. If you want more information about it, you can go to the events tab at WRJN.com, but it's a day of Music. There's going to be 5 music stages. It's a day of food and drinks, street performers, and more. It's a big block party in downtown Racine. We'll see you at Party on the Pavement on Saturday, September 20th from noon till 7. It's all brought to you by Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order 2 or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee Punch Card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files. And he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
In
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from a band that has 9 members to it. And funny enough, the group had 9 men. It took them 9 years to receive their very first hit from 1967. It's The Casinos, and Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye on WRJN.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, from tractors to table, WRJN brings you the latest in farming with Pam Yonke. You can catch her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6 and ag reports throughout the day, too, because farming still matters in Racine County. Here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine representatives in Madison are also in leadership positions. They're also talking about security after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomey Olson has more.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers aren't playing, so maybe a parade instead. Kenosha's Hispanic Heritage Parade kicks off at 11 Sunday morning, bringing music, floats, and dancers to 56th Street. The parade starts at 17th Avenue and moves east to Celebration Point at the lakefront. The street will be closed to traffic that morning at around 9. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late, lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, it's 71.
Baby, you're not that kind.
timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Dick Graceffa has high school football for us tonight. Dick?
Once again, we've got a game in the Southern Lakes Conference between two undefeated teams. Wow. We'll have Union Grove again, as they are 3-0 now, versus Burlington. Our first look at Burlington this year out at Don Dalton Stadium in Burlington. So I'm looking forward to a very, very competitive game. Broadcast details again, we'll have our pregame at 6:40, and we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock.
All right, Dick Graceffa with the call of the game tonight on WRJN.
Falling in love.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't miss the Aging Well Expo. That's coming up Tuesday, September 30th at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. that day, so mark your calendar. Lots of folks there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services that are available for seniors to stay active and healthy. And if you want to learn more about the Racine County Eyes Aging Well Expo, you can go to our website at WRJN.com.
Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And then a little feature I'm going to call Over Our Lifetime. It's all coming up on WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Bye. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The man police believe killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk sits in the Washington County, Utah jail at this hour. The case took a twist when President Trump announced on cable TV that a suspect was in custody. Here's CBS's Aaron Navarro.
When asked about the ideology of the shooter by Fox News this morning, President Trump declined to expand on that, which I think is notable just given how on the day of Kirk's assassination, in a video President Trump posted from the Oval Office, he did seem to cast blame on what he has, quote, called the radical left, though at this moment he doesn't seem to be getting ahead of where this investigation is.
Police say they believe the suspect acted alone, but they emphasize their investigation